Hi, so I am going to answer the back, as I want to pronounce it, questionnaire by Jack off to audio 555. And the first question is, would you rather get caught fapping by the Pope or your mailman, and why? And my first reaction would be the Pope, obviously, because, I mean, how much cooler would it be to, I mean, not only meet the Pope, but, well, yeah, than my mailman. And then I'm thinking, would this be in the world news that Pope shocked by strange internet girl with dildo in her? Yeah, so then I'm thinking maybe the mailman. And I was also thinking, if I'm super, super turned on, who is most likely to fuck me? I mean, the Pope obviously is not into middle-aged women, so probably the mailman. And then I was thinking again about the Swiss guards. Now, those outfits, Pope probably has them with him, so I'm still going to go with the Pope. Would you rather have an uncomfortably loose or an uncomfortably tight vagina? Now this one is a bit more difficult. I don't know, is that uncomfortable for me or for another person? Because, I mean, uncomfortably loose for me is kind of a medical problem. Tight, don't know, I think it'd be easier to learn to relax with a tight vagina. I mean, Kegel exercises, yeah, but who likes exercising? I'm gonna go with tight. I like the idea of tight. Tight is sexy for me. And I don't mind being uncomfortable during sex. Would I rather have an uncomfortably huge or uncomfortably small penis? If I wasn't, I think this is mainly meant to be answered by guys, but I can definitely say I'd want a huge one. Size queen. Okay, third question. Scenario, you being vaginally or anally examinated, and you have a choice of doctors. Put them in the order of best to worst and explain why. Doctor in clown makeup, your high school crush, a drunk doctor, a blind doctor, and three medical students who all have to take a look, feel. Well, it depends on what I'm being examined for. Is it something serious? Then I would definitely go for, I mean, does my high school crush have a degree in medicine or not? If he does, definitely go for him, because, I mean, he's seen it before and probably can make a better diagnosis. Otherwise, the one in clown makeup, I don't have any fear of clowns. It would be weird, but I don't care. Drunk, less great. No, actually, I have to think again. I think the three medical students would be the best one. Blind, I don't know. I mean, does he know how to examine someone by touch? In a clinical setting, I have no problems with people touching me. My gynecologist has even said, wow, you seem so relaxed. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. So, however, if we're just talking like dot-y shit, then I definitely go for the blind doctor with three medical students. It's like I'm a magnet for them. And they're usually quite hot, so I'd go for that. I mean, three at once. The blind doctor can just sit and be quiet. High school crush. Been there, done that. Clown makeup before drunk doctor. Yeah. Okay, question number four. You woke up next to a really unattractive person after a night of drinking. Would you rather remember what happened or have no memory? Explain why. I would definitely prefer to have a memory, because all the sex I've ever had has been great. Or if not great, then at least good. Even with unattractive people. I mean, yeah. So that's why. If you had to jump into a pool full of one bodily fluid, what would you pick? And in this scenario, there's no chance of catching a disease from the bodily fluid. What would you pick? What or why would you pick it? And what would... I can't read. Why would you pick it? And what do you think the experience would be like? I have been thinking about these questions at work today. A few of them. This one a lot. I would definitely jump into a pool of cum. I love cum. I fucking love cum. Hoping it's one man that just made this whole big pool of cum. I think the experience would be, depends on, am I attracted to him? Then it would be wonderful. However, I don't like swimming, so. But the idea of, I like the idea of a lot of cum. This might be a bit too much, but it's still sexy. Okay, six. What two celebrities would, I think it's meant to say, you want to see? In a pegging audio. No, sorry, a pegging porno. And why? I had to think about this one a bit. And the two celebrities I am most attracted to, probably it would be Katy Perry pegging Matt Bomer, and that'd be fucking hot. And why? Because I mean, Katy Perry is really sexy, and Matt Bomer, Bomer might be the epiphany of male anatomy. Every time I watch White Collar, I have to pinch my arm and remind myself that he's gay. That is so, so wrong. I know as kids, and I really hope it was his sperm they used so that we at least have some hope of his genetics to the next generation. Basically that. Fuck, marry, kill. A mermaid or merman? A senator? Or a troll who can cook and has a really nice body? Explain your choice. Yeah, this one was actually quite easy. Fuck. No, we'll start with kill. The merman or mermaid. I mean, what am I going to do with them? They can, like, sing or something. Mm-hmm. Marry the troll who can cook. In addition, a nice body, but I mean, just the cooking is enough for me. I'm totally, totally obsessed with food, so that's enough for me. Signature, then wonderfully fitting to fuck, because, I mean, hung like a horse is an expression. And all of these would have been borderline bestiality, so I might as well go with one, the biggest cock. Number 8, would you rather be stuck on an island with a person with knowledge of the wilderness but won't fuck you, or an attractive person who is useful for survival but's open to fucking? Additional point, you can't fap on the island because of magic or something. Well, now this one I had to think a lot about, but I'm definitely going for the person who knows the wilderness. I had this slight obsession with survival books for a while when I was in my preteen years. Loved reading about how to make a trap for rabbits from a birch tree, or eating mushrooms, and how to make salt water available for drinking, etc. But, so, I mean, I would probably do well on my own, but it's better to have someone else so you don't have to tell everything. And I'm thinking, my first thought actually was, is it worth living without fucking? But then I thought, if I can survive on the island, I'll probably get back to civilization and could then fuck, which would mean more years of fucking. So basically, surviving and fucking better than just fucking and maybe not surviving. And, I mean, who wouldn't fuck me? Oh, sorry, I'm just being... 9, you have the power to spank any historical figure for as long as you want. Who do you spank, why, and for how long? I mean, this one I haven't really thought about what I have, but it's like there's so many historical figures that you... Or, I mean, people in general don't like. But would I want to spank them? No, because I don't want to touch them. I don't want to touch people I sincerely hate. So I'm thinking maybe Caesar would be one. That would be kind of interesting. Or Napoleon. I'm going to go with one of those. I'm not going to choose how long I... Thinking back on my spanking sessions, how long I have been able to do it without I'm getting tired. There is a trick to spanking that some people don't know, way of holding your hand so that it doesn't hurt your hand, it just hurts their ass. I could keep it up a while if I was motivated enough. Caesar, do it for an hour. Watching him squirm. And number 10. And why? I mean, obviously, sorry, the why is obviously because some men have to be put in their place, don't they? Some men have been very naughty in the historical sense. Okay, number 10. If you give sex in zero gravity, what position would you do it in and why? I don't know. Now we're thinking that I like being held by a man in And I'm wondering, and then I could hold someone that was much heavier than I am. I'm not that strong otherwise. And I'm trying to think of what position it would be, but maybe it would be just holding him against, holding his crutch against my face. Fucking my face. While floating above me. Yeah, I like that. I mean, when I say he's fucking my face, I mean that I'm holding his ass and just pushing him down my throat. Yeah, I'm gonna go with that one. I think any position would be great. I probably do all that I could think of. But it's not very likely, is it? Okay, thank you for listening, darlings.